USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump met with the Hungarian Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. During their meeting, the president spoke about the latest round of tariffs the United States imposed on Chinese goods, saying he can impose even more tariffs if he wants to.
If you look at what we've done thus far with China, we've never taken in 10 cents until I got elected. Now we're taking in billions and billions. Now, it went up as of Friday very substantially. It's 25% on $200 billion. So now the total is 25% on $250 billion. In addition to that, we have another $325 billion that we can do if we decide to do it.
On Monday, the Dow did lose 610 points as those trade tensions between the United States and China continue to rise. And finally, former President Jimmy Carter undergoes surgery to repair a broken hip after a fall at his home today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Motorists are finally getting some relief from the high cost of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have decreased by 4.1 cents per gallon for a national average of $2.85. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us why the price has decreased.
Well, a lot of it is an undoing of factors that led to higher prices in the first place. Generally, refineries have concluded maintenance and are boosting production of gasoline. In addition, most areas across the country have finished the move to summer gasoline.
There's also concerns that the economy could suffer from a trade war with China. I'm John Clemens.
In a 5-4 court ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that the class action lawsuit against Apple can move forward. A group of consumers is suing Apple, claiming the company's monopoly over its app store led to inflated app prices. Apple is disputing the claims and saying folks should be suing the app developers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was making a change to his trip to Russia this week. Pompeo called off a stop in Moscow set for Monday and is now instead in Brussels to meet with European leaders to discuss Iran and other issues. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says she just learned of Pompeo's visit.
We will be here all day with a busy agenda, so we will see during the day how and if we manage to arrange a meeting. He's always welcome, obviously, but there are no precise plans for the moment.
Avengers Endgame has retained its number one position at the domestic box office for a third week in a row, although Pokemon made the stateside battle somewhat close. The Marvel blockbuster beat newcomer Detective Pikachu, with Endgame earning $61.3 million stateside.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The movie's cumulative global box office is now $2.4 billion, with the superhero installment only second to James Cameron's all-time earner, Avatar. Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers' Detective Pikachu still made a solid entrance with $58 million in North American ticket sales in 4,200 theaters. Young men showed up the biggest numbers, with males making up 56% of the audience, 57% of which were under 25, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Pope John Paul II was shot and seriously wounded in St. Peter's Square by a Turkish assailant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.